Today is a day to ensure that tragic acts around the world and the names of those who fell victim to them are not forgotten. Michael Rizzo is the executive editor of Loop Magazine, Buffalo's monthly publication for the LGBT community and its allies. In the course of writing an article about the Day of Remembrance for this month's issue, Rizzo and Loop contributor Christine Hollander compiled a list of 24 people who have been murdered in the U.S. this year. They are members of the transgender community and victims of acts like stabbing, strangulation, and fatal gunshot wounds.
It's some pretty horrific, you know, things and stuff that you, they weren't the first things that I would have thought about hearing. So knowing that there's transphobia out there and knowing that people are probably dying, but just not realizing how horrific it actually is was kind of, you know, sobering.
For full disclosure, this year will be the first time that Rizzo is attending the Day of Remembrance. But people like Patty Jones, executive chair of the Pride Center of Western New York and a co-founder of Spectrum, have been to the ceremony several times before. She describes it as a very somber occasion.
It's a rude awakening and, you know, a reminder of the struggles of our community and what we deal with on a daily basis or could be dealing with.
The setting is a church to serve as a public place, with pastors to officiate a grief ceremony. But to be clear, it's not a religious observance. Candles will be lit, and the names of the dead will be spoken aloud, so as not to forget the struggles that Jones says the trans community is still going through. She says at the end of the ceremony, there's a catharsis and a sense of unburdening.
You join with each other, you know, reading these names and you know, lighting a candle to not to forget, and so that, you know, there's a culmination of that and meeting with your community and your peers. And so there is a strength in that.
The subtitle of Rizzo's article on the Day of Remembrance is "The Community is Not Out of the Woods Yet." He says recent breakthroughs have been wonderful, like marriage equality for gay and lesbian couples and progress in New York State towards non-discrimination of the transgender community.
But that's not the end of the battle. It's not the certainly not the only thing that, you know, that we are looking to accomplish by the movement or by putting this out into the public eye.
And while that public eye is growing and starting to focus more on issues facing the transgender community, Jones says that the local Day of Remembrance has not always come within that view.
I don't think we've had the media there yet.
Jones has been less involved with Spectrum in the last year or so, but she recalls sending out press releases for the event in years past.
It just doesn't, you know, it doesn't seem to be newsworthy enough to get much of a headline.
The amount of interest has peaked this year, according to Jones. She says it's namely due to headlines about celebrities coming out as transgender. As for the overall coverage of transgender issues, Jones says it's not always done in the right way. She says it's often taken on as a sensationalistic topic with inappropriate questions asked and a focus on transitional stories.
But there's bigger stories and more important ones such as this. And you know, we are people just looking to live our lives true to who we need to be.
Spectrum's Transgender Day of Remembrance ceremony takes place tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church on Main Street. The International Day of Remembrance takes place tomorrow. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.